Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 4 of Interview with a Vampire. Dude, I'm so glad this is going well, man. I love to make these things, dude. It's such a great reprieve from just the, you know, the normal narrating stuff. I love just talking with you guys. It's fun shit, man. And without me blabbing on, let's get into it, man. From at Splendor? Hope I said that right. Splendo? I don't know. Unsure if this is the right place for the question for questions, but do you have advice for aspiring voice actors or narration work? Yes, the perfect place for this question. As well as, I guess the best advice would be your first few times doing this is not going to be anywhere close to perfect. Don't put yourself up to a standard that is unachievable and it stops you from ever creating anything. Just get started. That's the best advice that I could give you for if you want to be doing this stuff. Just start, man. And then from there, you'll find mistakes and you'll find flaws, but you can build from there to find your own voice and your own work, man. It's great. And yeah, and also noise reduction. Figure out, learn how to noise reduce. take your time, learn your craft before you help other people. With collaborations or whatever, like, you know, don't be a yes man. Don't say yes to everything and everyone's and all collabs. You know, figure out what you're going to do first, man. Because then once you are perfected in your craft, then you can help other people with what they're doing. With your own spin on stuff. So, fun stuff, man. Yeah. From at Corolla7893. If it hasn't been asked before, what was or is your day job? And do you think you'll be able to make a long-term career with what you're doing? So, great questions. Love it. Let's see. I used to work a lot of day jobs, man, and I also worked graveyard shift. I used to work at Walmart. I used to be a fucking environmental service worker at a hospital. I used to work as a reception desk at a hotel to check people in. That was fucking garbage. I did remote communication jobs for bigger businesses. I was basically a fucking glorified answering service. And that wasn't very fun. I felt like fucking garbage working that job. It was not a great time. But no, yeah, man, I've worked a lot of different jobs. But none of them are nearly as rewarding or give me the most happiness as YouTube does, especially by fucking far. It's very nice to be able to take a breath when I need to and, you know, take care of myself if I need some time away for a bit. It's, you know, the taxes suck, but everything else is all great for it, man. So I'm very appreciative of the job that I have now. And do you think you'll be able to make a long-term career from what you're doing? I'll say, realistically, yes, but not when it comes to narration. There might be some other thing that I'll branch off into eventually that will probably be a more lucrative career for me. I think narration is, as much as I love it and still want to continue doing it as long as I can, I think it will be a stepping stone for a potential career in the future, like when I'm like 40 or something. I don't know. But yes, I would love to do this as long as possible, as long as I can, as long as you guys have me, and as long as there's an audience to listen. That's my goal, man. I want to do this as long as I can because I fucking love what I do. Azure Star 03 from Patreon. Ooh, Azure here. Would you ever mind if I or any other sub on here would ever come into a story as a guest speaker? I'd like to do something like that at some point for you. May Tiamat guide your path in life? Once again, Hail Kushum. Yes, yes, Hail Kushum. So I have done like author notes at the beginnings and ends of stories, so I'd be down for that. Depending on when it comes to collaboration for projects, I would have to see. I don't think it would be a narration, because I'd like to have somebody to have structure beforehand, and you know, videos and practice experience, you know, some footing in this type of field before I potentially collaborate with them. Especially experience, that's huge, man. You gotta learn, man. You gotta know how to do some of this stuff, and you know, all the unspoken rules and stuff of narrating. But I would love, I could love to do like little notes or something, or maybe like I could do fucking author interviews or something like that, maybe someday. I'll see how it goes, man. I don't know, it's just something I gotta be thinking on. Yeah, definitely, man. At Tabitha 1741, don't know if somebody's asked this before, but did you ever in your wildest dreams think of getting to this many subscribers on YouTube? No. No, not at all. Oh my god, no. I was like, I'll do this for fun. I'll just put out some videos, and then maybe a few people will, maybe I'll get like 30 views, maybe some people will like it. Maybe I'll get like maybe 100 subs, maybe 1,000. That was probably my goal at the time. I always fucked around with the idea like, yeah, I'm going to hit 1,000,000 subscribers, fucking ooh, or like 100,000 subscribers, but it was never serious, right? I never thought of it as, "Oh my god, I'm going to hit this." I thought of it as just kind of a fucking pipe dream, man. I did not, God no, I didn't think this was my career. This would be my career. I worked my ass off like it was, because I wanted it to be. That was a dream of mine, was for this to be my career. But I never thought I would get so much, care and compassion from my audience and traction and fucking people giving a shit about what I do. It's just insane to me. I absolutely fucking love what I do, man. Yeah. And it's because of you guys that I can do this. So thank you all. At Gork Ravenheart, the fucking homie Sir Gork, my fucking Chad artist man. Yes, sir, does amazing shit. Ohio Warhammer 40k, Loyalist Traitor Legion of Xenos. What faction speaks to you the most, if any? Okay, I don't know, man. I'm sorry. I've never played Warhammer 40k. I guess, I don't know. Fucking the Loyalist sounds fun. I'll say that one speaks to me, because I think it sounds fucking badass. Yeah. At Diego Ramos 9767. Hello, Vidith. Have you ever thought about narrating your stories in a different language, such as Spanish? I've listened to narrators like you and Dark Somnium, but sadly, they're not really a lot of good ones. They're not really a lot of good ones in Spanish. I don't know. Sounds like an interesting idea for the future. Love your vids. Take care. Yes. So, if I were to do something different, that is something I've thought about in the past. If I were to do something like that for different languages, I would probably need to hire someone that I would have faith in, who would do the story's justice in a different language, if that makes sense. That might be for maybe next year or later on in the near future, for something that I would work on, because I personally don't know the language enough to really do it justice, or certain languages enough to do it justice. And so, I'd rather have somebody have hired somebody who speaks it fluently, who can do a good job.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Does that make sense? Yeah, but good question, man. Let's see. From at Creeline. I hope I didn't butcher that. You are exceptionally talented with your voice. If the opportunity were to arise, would you voice a character in a video game or anime or animated show? Oh my god, fuck yes. That sounds insane, dude. I would love that shit. I'd love to play a little fucking, one of those little fucking bastard characters in anime or fucking one of those ones that's betrayed and a traitor or whatever. Dude, that'd be so fun. I would bleed my fucking soul into that shit. That'd be so fucking fun for me. So yeah, dude, fucking 100%. I totally would if the opportunity were to arise. At I Rage Metal, what is a strong narrative that draws you to a story? Let's see. Fiction, 100% all the time. Body horror, super fun. Thrillers, psychological horror, very fun. Yeah, man. It's just, I love doing that kind of shit. It's just very fun for me. Yeah. From Heather McMitchell, 6462. Okay, just curious, what mythical creature would you most likely relate to, like a spiritual animal? I guess a bird, man. Like, just fucking being free, no real limitations, just flying around, living life. From @DarkAdalia, 4440. The author of I Have the Ability to Sense the Demonic series. Hello, fam. What's up? Hello, bestie. I have two questions for you. One, how do you prepare yourself to record a story? Two, do you read the story in advance before recording or do you tackle it head on? So, first question, how do I prepare myself to record a story? So, I'll make sure all the lights are off, everything's dimmed and chill, relaxing. I have my headphones on, I have music playing in the background of my headphones when I'm about to read. And I turn on my little wax melter, and I just get started from there. And I sit nice and straight, tall in my chair, and that's about it. And I just start from there. And for two, I read the stories head on. I tackle them for the first time. Like, sometimes I'll go a little ways down in the story and see if it's a good fit or whatever. And then from there, I'll be like, okay, I'm not going to finish it because I want that reaction to be genuine, if that makes sense. Like, I want to be there with the characters if they fucking die or if, like, somebody fucking, you know, gets wounded or if somebody's fucking, like, losing their goddamn mind or something like that. I want to be there with the character instead of trying to act on that. Great questions, man. From Kim Thomas 9292. I am old and not very tech savvy. I would like to send in an experience I had as a youngster and would like to know how to submit said story for you to consider reading. I am in no way a professional, but I have had some extremely weird, scary things happen throughout this lifetime of mine. Thank you in advance. I'm pretty sure this is a common question. Looking for an email address to keep it as simple as possible for my non-tech brain. Yeah, so I do have an email address for stories. I've just moved it over to my subreddit, but it's still open. It is vid22stories@gmail.com. I'll put it in the description of the video to make it easier for you if you need. But mostly I just get stories from my subreddits or through, Discord or through, No Sleep and stuff like that. So, a lot of them are just, sent from other places. Let's see. From @SethJohnson3362, you ever consider Audible? I'm so sick of terrible narrations. Come on, man. Oh, no. I have considered Audible. I think there's a story that I was recently brought to my attention that my voice was on Audible, and I do have plans in the works for getting onto Audible later on as well from some other authors. And so we're going to see how that works. Yeah, I'm always on the market for that kind of thing, man. I think it'd be fun. Yeah. So you guys will definitely be the first to know if I do end up getting into an Audible story or, you know, a fucking contract or whatever. I don't know however it works, man. All right. From Blueberry Blowpop 2183. Hell of a name. Where do you get your inspiration from? And is any of it related to your own personal experiences? So I get a lot of inspiration from, a lot of it was from listening to Dark Somnium, or The Dark Somnium, and his YouTube stuff back in the day, because I never really did narrations a lot. I guess a lot of it was just, I wanted to show passion where it deserved it for these types of stories. Like, authors spend fucking weeks, months, years making these fucking narratives for us. And I'd like to put as much fucking effort in as, at least try to, that they have put in creating this world for us. And so, that's definitely, I think, where my inspiration comes from, is both from Dark Somnium, to try and get that kind of level of professionalism and passion into my craft, as well as showing the author that I give a shit. yeah. I guess that's that. And sadly, none of them are from my own personal experiences yet. Usually the personal experience stuff I save for my music and for my EP that's going to be coming out pretty soon. That's more so when I'm more personal about my kind of stuff, is through my music more so than my narrations. From Wicked Horizon Designs. Wicked Horizon here. What's up, homie? I have two questions, if that's all right. The first is, of the different types of stories that you narrate, which types are your favorite? The second question is, do you enjoy narrating stories that contain multiple parts as much as you do standalone stories? Great questions, man. For the first one, I would say the types that are my favorites are astral projection stories, fucking hive mind horror, parasitic type body snatchers type shit is very fun. Anything body horror, I love to death. Zombies, I've really gotten a kick into recently. Maybe expect a zombie story pretty soon. Ooh. Yeah, man, it's just fun shit for me. And apocalyptic type stories are so fun for me. I love that kind of shit. Just the fucking world dissolving around this fucking MC as he's trying to survive is just great to me. The second question is, do you enjoy narrating stories that contain multiple parts as much as you do standalone stories? I say I love multiple parts more, because then I can put all of it into one cohesive video, and it's just, that's all you need. It's just a long-ass video, and that's the only video that you'll need. Instead of trying to follow up, oh, watch next week till fucking part 7 comes out, or any that bullshit, fuck that. Unless, of course, they're not written yet. You know, like in certain instances with some of my other series, they aren't written until they're written, right? And so it's just, I have to wait until the next part. But if it's all finished, then I like taking that entire set piece, or that entire epic of a story, and just putting it all into one video. Like Year Walker, or like the Arctic Research one that I had done like just recently, like a few days ago. That kind of thing. I love that stuff, man.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Fucking Devil's Due was the first, second, and third part of Devil's Due were all broken up into way smaller parts, aside from those three epic long videos. And so it was just great to put them all together and make sure that they're all set up. So yeah, man, I love that stuff, man. I love series of stories way more than just standalones. From at Raheem Boykin 4618, how do you drink your coffee? Oh my god, strong and not a lot of flavor. It's just black coffee with like two little cups of creamer in it, and that's it. That's how I like my coffee. That's how I've had it for years and years. Yeah, so next one from Lion X Animations. Do you have a short story Do you have a short horror story you want animated? Oh my god, yes. That would be insane. I guess fucking if anybody's down for animating, pick whatever fucking story you want and then just go from there. That sounds so badass, man. I love that shit. I have zero fucking skill in animation. So that's just, that would be fucking beautiful, man. I would love that shit. That would be insane. Let's see. From Chad the Fat Kid. What is the airspeed velocity of a fully laden swallow? yes? Fuck if I know. I have no fucking clue, homie. Let's say 200 miles per hour. Fuck if I know, man. I have no clue. I'm sorry, homie. That's for somebody smarter than me. At Carly 5615, would you let someone collaborate with you for an extra voice? So I have in the past, and usually when it comes to that stuff, I need to make sure that they have a repertoire and they're around for a while and have narrated for a hot minute before I consider that portion. Because I don't want to just be like some dude just fresh starting out and is like, hey, let's collaborate. And then they just fucking disappear. Like, there's nothing to work with that, man. I also don't know what their mic quality would be or their effects quality or their passion to it. That's huge to me. I love to make sure that whoever I'm bringing onto my channel has the same amount of care and effort and love for this kind of shit that I do. So it's kind of a tough process, but it is something that I am very, very passionate about, is making sure that the people that I bring on are give a shit about what they're talking about and like what they're doing. From at Sonia Gomez 66. Curious if you happen to be working on I Have the Ability to Sense the Demonic and Secretly Fallen for My Werewolf Best Friend series. That's funny. I'm dying to find out what's going to happen when he's fully demon and the Lycan pack come together. It's not like this keeps me up at night, but come on, man. I'm invested. No, fair, man. So, yeah. Yes, indeed. Ability to Sense the Demonic Part 9 coming very soon. Sooner than you think. Yeah, yes, I am working on that. And the author is also aware that I'm working on this. So it's gonna be out pretty soon, man. And finally, from at Four Shot Pastas 666, the fucking legend, my man. What's up, homie? He's an author that we worked on in the past with some longer stories. Yes, sir. Strangest Lighthouse Around, Cryptid Detective. Fun shit, man. He says, all right, real question this time. What's your favorite group dynamic in stories? Oh, dude. So I guess when it comes to group dynamic, I really like pairs. I like pairs of twos for stories because then if something happens, it's really much more fucked up and effective, at least in my opinion, than if it's like fucking six people and somebody dips out. Oh no, we still got five other characters to rely on, right? Like it has to be very impactful and hit hard if there's only two people. At least that's what I like about it. And especially if there's a dumbass character, I think it's hilarious because they're gonna eat shit early on for the most part stories. So I think that kind of stuff's fun too, man. Yeah, good shit, man. Well, that is it, folks, for today's episode of Interview with a Vidpire. Thank you all for stopping by and listening. Thank you for the questions submitted. I appreciate all of you supporting what I do, especially this new venture that I've been doing recently. Very fun, man. I hope that you all enjoyed, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. And or the next video. You know, probably next video coming out sooner than the next episode, so... much love. Be good. Wear your seatbelts. Don't be fucking dumbasses. Talk to you guys later. Bye. 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 Bye.